Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Known Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
moving left and right. Deep within the night. Come here, my dear. You give me favor. Love I can't explain. Fire uncontained. What is this girl? I try to fight it, but I never win. Seems I just give in to your embrace. But oh, oh, I pray you never lay.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
All right, Michael Hopkins, it's time for a new, fresh episode here today of the Vet Talk Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, with, of course, Michael, our host in Spotsylvania, Virginia, and a special guest today. I am so excited to welcome none other than one of the original Vet Talk Radio Show angels. Of course, we're talking about the one and only Nicole Marie, who's now my co-host over on the Hair Radio Show side. So good morning to everybody. Good morning, Michael Hopkins.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, so I am so excited to get down into some great veteran talk this morning. Of course, to salute every veteran and fan of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We love you. We thank you.
We appreciate you being a part of this whole entire endeavor. And so today's broadcast is very special to us. So we're happy to have Nicole Marie to help us to break it on down. And none other than the King of Claims, Michael Hopkins, what do you have? First of all, tell everybody what today's topic is all about.
Well, Carrie, today's topic is all about the top 10 turns every veteran should know when filing a claim. And, you know, Carrie, we have had such a tremendous response from this. I mean, it's just been electric. And the veterans,
yes.
You know, they have been so very positive about this because they know how important it is for them to know these terms because they're just so
yes.
very important. And I
love you
doing this.
Too far along here on this. Yes, I want to just make sure it's clear because it ain't just in terms. Michael, you have an entire series.
Yeah.
Right.
40 terms.
Right.
So there's a big difference. So I want to make sure that's clear out there. Michael's been covering, he's put together an entire 8-part series that this really breaks it on down. And so each broadcast, each episode of this incredible top terms, what Michael's been doing, top terms in terms of filing a claim, top terms that every veteran should know when filing a claim. Michael's put together an entire 8-part series, and each part of that series, he covers 5 different top terms. So that's it. So there's no 10 really involved, and we're not down there just yet. So it's 40 terms, but again, over the course of 8 parts. So today is our 5th installment. It's the 5th part of this whole entire countdown. So, Michael Hopkins, back to you, sir. So where are we today? And again, just remind everybody again, what does it mean, you know, top terms and you know, that every veteran should know? What exactly does that mean when filing a claim?
Oh, most definitely. It means that you as the individual veteran understands this language. You know, in the military, we have all kinds of language, and these terms are the terms that the VA claims and pension section, this is what they use when they send us decision letters, when we go to examinations, and these are the things that they use, and you as the individual veteran should have a clear understanding of how this works. It helps with the claims process. It makes it so much smoother, Carrie and Nicole Marie. It makes it so much smoother.
Wow.
That is incredible. Well, listen, I am excited to hear all about it. I know that the veterans are excited.
I am ready.
So, yes. So, Michael, let us get started with – now, today you're counting down numbers 19 – through 15. So again, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. So Michael Hopkins, take it away with number 19.
Wow. Number 19 is the Sergeant First Class Heath Robinson honoring our promise to veterans to address the Comprehensive Toxic Act. In other words,
oh my God.
Yeah, it's
oh,
a long
Michael.
Title.
That's a long
you know,
one.
It's a long title. But we know it as the PACT Act. That's P-A-C-T Act of 2022. That's what we know it as veterans, the PACT Act.
The PACT Act. So that's at number 19, the PACT
Act. That's number 19,
right.
The PACT Act.
Okay.
Wow.
And the thing about the PACT Act, it what it did for us as veterans, it expanded and it extended the eligibility for us as veterans for VA health care for the toxic exposures that a lot of us faced during the Vietnam War, Gulf War, and post the 9/11 eras. You know, before it was a little difficult for us to file for things, but now they've done some beautiful things. Like, for example, they've added 20 plus more presumptive conditions for the burn pits for Agent Orange and other toxic exposures.
And this was just awesome.
It's just awesome now. They've also added more locations that are presumptive. In other words, if you were there, the VA presumes that you were exposed to something. Like if you're a Vietnam vet, for example, the presumption is you were exposed to the herbicide Agent Orange. Same thing like during the Gulf War. They were burn pits. You know, big open areas that were lit on fire. There are all kinds of material that were thrown in there. And all of a sudden, toxic. A lot of it was toxic materials. The same thing with radiation. A lot of people don't know. There are a lot of veterans that were exposed to radiation back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and a lot of them developed all kinds of cancers and other things because of that. Just like now, it's a requirement for the VA to provide toxic exposure tests and everything to every veteran in the healthcare system. It's also going to improve the education, the staff education, the research, the treatment related to the toxic exposures. And to top it off, Nicole Marie and Carrie Hines, the survivors of the veterans that this happened to, they can actually file also.
Wow.
I mean, you know, what more excitement can you – I just get excited because this is something that all of us as veterans, we've been looking forward to this for such a long time.
Right, right. Wow.
Yeah, this, I mean, it's just
so, so interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a big wow. And now that was number 19.
All right.
Michael, this is just amazing because healthcare is so key. I'm just so excited just to hear that about this expansion for healthcare options for just so many veterans. So I'm also so excited to hear about what else is on this countdown, Michael. So what is number 18?
Nicole Marie, I'm glad you asked that question. This one, number 18, is one of the most important ones for most veterans. It is called retroactive pay, or as vets, we call it back pay. And who can't get excited about getting back pay for something, getting thousands of dollars? Who does not get excited? I can't think of anybody. Can you guys think of anybody who would not get excited knowing that somebody? And you know the beautiful thing about the retro pay or the back pay that we get as veterans is basically it's a payment that's owed to a veteran when the VA determines that a veteran's disability award has a certain effective date. In other words, just to give you guys an example, it could work like this. A veteran filed for a claim for compensation, say, back in 2018. He may have gotten turned down. He had to find new evidence. And it lasted for 4 years. This went for 4 years. All of a sudden, in 2023, the VA claims and compensation section awards that veteran an effective date that goes back to 2018. Now, can you both imagine how nice that would be to get a check like that that goes for 4 years?
Right.
Yeah. You won't be upset or give it back, will you?
No, certainly wouldn't be upset.
No, you would not. And the beautiful thing about it that a lot of the veterans don't know is that they have to adjust for the years that they owe you money. They have to make adjustments in the amount that overall they're going to owe you, because every year we get a cost of living increase. So they got to make that adjustment. And then make an adjustment on the rate. There's a different rate or rating that you had. Say you were 50% in 2018 and it was one payment. Now 50% in 2019 is a different payment for a whole year. So now they got to make that adjustment. So, you know, we're talking thousands of dollars sometimes for veterans. Sometimes, believe it or not, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars for veterans.
Wow.
So it's a beautiful thing. It really is.
That's incredible.
It's a beautiful thing. I mean, it's just incredible.
Right.
It really is. And that's why it's so important.
And well-deserved.
Yeah, well, and it really is. It's well-deserved, because a lot of times you, as the individual veteran, you had to go through a lot.
Right.
To corroborate a lot, to prove a lot, to medically prove that you're deserving of this particular rating. And, you know, it's great that the VA does something like this for veterans. It really is.
It's wonderful.
I can't think of any others. Not too many organizations that I know of that will do things like this for the people in the organization.
I don't know either.
I can't think of too many places, many organizations. Now, and that was number 18.
Amazing, Michael Hopkins. I'm just still reeling from this with all the potential money that could come in from back then.
Right.
So, yeah, so great on the countdown, Michael Hopkins. Great job. So I know that you have something great at number 17, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, yes. Now, at number 17, this is another one that for veterans is a very important one. Not that they're all not important, but this one, especially in the claims process, we have something called a nexus letter. And people say, well, what's a nexus letter? Basically,
well,
what
a
nexus well, yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question.
I couldn't help that one, but
you couldn't help but do that one, right, Carrie? Couldn't help but that one, right?
Yeah.
Now, with a nexus letter, it basically is an independent medical opinion from a medical professional.
Ah.
And basically what that medical professional is saying, in the case of a veteran, their opining or their medical opinion basically says the veteran's illness or injury is service connected. That is the one thing. As a veteran, when we're filing for compensation, i.e. claims, that's the one thing. We have to show that it's service-connected. Whatever the illness or injury that we have to show that. There's a lot of times when it's kind of hard to show that. And that's why a lot of veterans get denied, because there's no link. There has to be a link between what happened to you in active duty military and what's going on with you now. There has to be a link.
Right.
And if the government, i.e. if the VA, the claims and pension section, if they don't see that link, it's hard for you to get granted your disability, your rating.
Wow.
It's very hard, because they're going to say it's no evidence. But what you want to do as a veteran is you want to find someone, a doctor, that maybe specializes in the field that you're having the medical issue with. So say, like, for example, you have PTSD combat. The thing of it is, maybe they can't find your stressor. The government cannot find out your stressor, the event. You're telling them, but maybe they can't find it at this point in time. You as the individual veteran, you're doing your due diligence. But what you need is a diagnosis of having PTSD combat. So the best person for you to go to would be either a psychiatrist or a psychologist. And based upon your conversations with them, the amount of time you spend with them, what will happen, they will develop their own independent medical opinion about your PTSD. And they'll be able to determine if it's service-connected. In their humble opinion, this happened to you while you were in the military. In other words, that's what they're – and they'll put it in writing. They have the credentials behind them, and it's very important that whoever you go to as a veteran, they have to have credentials. They can't be a chiropractor, and they're opining on your mental health. That's not going to work. That's not going to work. But if they're a mental health professional and they have the credentials and you're filing for a mental health issue, that's the person you need to talk to. It's the same as if you were having heart issues. You want to talk to somebody that specializes in that realm, in cardio and all that. That's what you want to do.
That makes sense. Yeah.
It's so very important. But this is just, this independent medical opinion is just another tool that a veteran should know about. This IMO, this Nexus letter, they should know about these things because that's how you win a claim, by giving the government what they need, i.e. the VA. You're giving them what they need so they can make a sound decision. Now, how's that for number 17?
That is absolutely wonderful, Michael. This is such a critical, critical tool that you have given us to make that connection, that service connection for the claim. So thank you so much. And now we are moving on to number 16. What do you have next for us, Michael?
Wow. Number 16, this is another important item for veterans to know the term. And this particular term is called an accredited agent. And an accredited agent. And I know that sounds very fancy, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Very fancy. Basically, in a nutshell, this is an accredited agent is someone that has been approved by the Office of Veteran Affairs in Washington, D.C., the main VA as far as with veterans. But this person, an accredited agent, had to be recognized by the VA in Washington, D.C. in order to help veterans file for compensation. They're authorized by the government. They get very typical. They get licensing, so to speak, numbers behind their name. The
right.
Government knows who they are. The VA knows who they are. They're on a roster. Anybody can check them out by going to the VA's main website, and they can see if this person is a legitimate person. There are some people that help with the claims process. I mean, it's important because a lot of veterans don't know. This isn't something that's stressed to us. A lot of times we kind of get pushed into going to different organizations. There's nothing wrong with that. There are what we call VSOs, or Veteran Services Officers, with Disabled American Veterans, American Legion, state organizations. They're also qualified by either the local level or the federal level to do claims. They're qualified. The thing that's different between an accredited agent and a lot of these other organizations, accredited agents can actually charge a fee legally to assist the veteran. They can legally charge a fee.
Now, that's critical to know.
Yeah, it's critical to know, because there are a lot of veterans out here, unfortunately, that are being charged excessive amounts of money for claims help. Some of it is just, it's a little too much.
It's too much, yeah.
Yeah, it really is. It is too much. Thousands of dollars sometimes veterans are being charged just to file for compensation. One of the things a lot of the veterans don't know, as far as the accredited agents, is that in the beginning, when you're filing as a veteran, they're really not supposed to be charging you. They're really not.
Wow.
But, you know, they're really not supposed to be charging you. They're only supposed to be charging you once you've been denied compensation. Then, and only then, are you supposed to be charged. But a lot of these unauthorized companies charge people.
They don't follow the rules. Yeah,
wow.
Right. And it's correct, Carrie, huh? They do not follow the rules. So that's why this one is so important that veterans know that. Yes, so it's so important. I get so infuriated, you know, when I hear these horror stories of veterans paying out thousands of dollars out of their pockets for help.
Oh my goodness.
Some of the things are very simple things that they could do themselves. You know,
right.
It just infuriates me. Now, that was number 16, accredited agents.
Well, that's one, Michael Hopkins, I will not forget anytime soon. Okay, so
certainly
great job on that. So listen, I wanted to take a moment to just ask Michael, before you get into the recap today, first let me again just officially thank Nicole Marie for hanging out with us today. You guys know she's my co-host over at the Hair Radio Morning Show, which airs 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern weekdays. So I'm so excited to have her with us on the Vet Talk Radio Show.
Thank you so much. I enjoy it so much. Having a great time.
Well, this is really your unofficial home at the Vet Talk Radio Show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You had a good time. Yeah.
Having
awesome.
A great time.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. And certainly, let's take a moment to acknowledge the fans, the incredible veterans who have literally risked life and limb to help keep us safe in this country.
That's it.
So
thank you for your service. Thank you.
Absolutely. And we just, you know, we can't say enough. You guys know how I feel and how we all feel here at the broadcast. And
yes.
So I thank all of you, and I thank Michael especially for really helping to open my eyes on a lot of this. So thank you, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, yes,
and,
quite welcome.
Crucial information.
Yes.
Thank you, Michael. We
great
salute
info.
You and yes. all the veterans. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
And I want to remind you guys out there to please, if you are not a member, please go to hrmember.com. So if you can fancy yourself out there, and we know you love the internet like all of us, go to www.hrmember.com. That's without the S. And literally sign up. It's free. You can become a member, and you can follow Michael Hopkins You could even follow Nicole Marie and me, Carrie Hines, right there. Doesn't cost you a dime. So we would love that. And while you're there, you can read all kinds of posts under the Vet Talk Radio Show and others, group pages. So thank you so much. Michael Hopkins, now it's time for that recap.
Yes, sir. Number 16, that's your accredited agent. That's the person that they're authorized to help you as a veteran.
You're going to start at number 16 and go up? Okay, yeah. We're actually, I think, aren't you ready to jump in with number 19 through number 16 today?
This is quite true. I got so enthused, you know, on that accredited agent thing. I got enthused.
Yes.
And you're absolutely right, Carrie. Absolutely right. Yeah, well, let's go to number 19.
Yeah,
that's the PACT Act. And the PACT Act, that comprehensive for the Toxic Act. And that's just so important. It was the promise
absolutely.
That the VA gave us, that gave the American soldiers and military people. That's number 19. That's the PACT Act. Now, number 18, and I know everybody enjoys this one, that's that retro pay, that back pay that you as the veteran can get once the VA determines that you're owed it. Number 17, something else that was so very important, it was that nexus letter, that independent medical opinion that you as the individual veteran will have to get for some of your claims, some of your injuries, from somebody that's a medical expert. Now, once again, one of my all-time favorites, the accredited agent. That person is authorized.
You want to give us that again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That person is authorized.
Agent.
Yep. And he or she is authorized to help you, the individual veteran, and they're authorized by the Office of Veteran Affairs.
Well, Michael, I tell you, I am super excited. Yes, great job. And now, don't forget, folks, all of these, your entire series for all eight of these special top term episodes, if you will, or, you know, parts that we've been playing of the show, are going to be right available to you. You guys can go over there now at the wonderful HAIRadio.com website and click on the forum tab, and you can go to Michael's page and see all of this. So it's all great. It's all going to be right there. You can play it again. You can play the episodes. Something new. We have them right there. You can play the different episodes. So really good stuff. Michael, what's at number 15?
Number 15, Carrie. And Nicole Marie is the Veterans Advocate Lawyer.
Veterans
and I know we just talked about an accredited agent, but, you know, there's a big difference. You know, one, obviously, the advocate lawyer is a lawyer. And that's one of the main differences. They're actually lawyers that are authorized by the Office of Veteran Affairs to assist veterans in filing for compensation. And they, too, can charge legally, not illegally. They can't charge you 50% of your retro pay. That's not going to happen. You're not going to agree to that. But it is so, see, a lot of veterans, they think, oh, I need to go get a lawyer. Not understanding, you can't get any kind of lawyer to help you, the individual veteran, with your claims for compensation. They have to specifically be a lawyer that is authorized by the Office of Veteran Affairs in Washington, D.C. If they're not authorized by the Office of Veteran Affairs to help veterans, there's nothing you can do with them.
Right.
But yet, once again, you have
great
individuals out here that, you know, they want to take advantage of veterans. Not good.
No, it's awful. That's awful. So I love this, though, in terms of
providing
I am
loving it as well.
Yeah. So that's important. So the lawyer must be also authorized by that veteran's office.
Right.
That's incredible.
And they're on the list also, just like the accredited agent. The lawyers that are authorized to help veterans are on the same list.
Michael, when you said the top terms, you weren't kidding. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That is
These
incredible.
Are
oh,
crucial,
yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes, so
they
very
are.
Important.
Outstanding. Outstanding job. Okay, so listen, I want to just take a quick second to remind everybody again, all this is over at the Hair Radio Online community, at the HOC we call it. Go to hairadio.com. And you can listen to the different episodes if you missed any one of the previous episodes. Nicole Marie, awesome job. Michael, you have been outstanding. Great job on the countdown, Nicole Marie. Michael Hopkins, as always, you just knock it out of the box. You are the king of claims. So the way you end out each show, you always mention about the veterans who served, you gave them a little wonderful tagline. So what is that tagline that you end each broadcast with?
It is all about the vets, their families, the advocates of the vets, the friends of the vets, and anyone who wants to help a vet.
All right. We'll see you back here next
Michael.
Time. Thank you, guys. Outstanding job. Good show.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
All right, Michael Hopkins, it's time for today's edition of the Vet Talk Radio Show. How exciting. So exciting. And,
oh, yes.
Yes, and I want to just take a moment to salute all the fans of the broadcast, and a very, very, very big salute to you and the veterans, of course, who are just doing an amazing job, and we just appreciate everybody for their participation and their support. So Michael Hopkins, yes. So onward. Now, what on earth, what do we have on tap for today? What's today's topic?
Well, Carrie, we're at part number 6 of our 8-part series of top terms that every veteran should know when filing a claim.
Absolutely. And Michael Hopkins, I would be remiss if I did not take a moment to give you a big, big salute today. You are officially, and what I call an ACA, you're an official accredited claims agent. So that's a big, big deal. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. So Michael, congratulations from all of us. As our radio show network.
Thank you.
All of across
Thank
the board. Yes. Okay. So
oh,
first,
yeah.
Michael, I'm going to jump on in with number 14. I believe that's where we are on your top 10 countdown.
Oh, yes. We are ready to rock and roll. Number 14, Carrie, is a very important one. It's called a Q claim. And it actually stands for clear and unmistakable evidence. Mm. Very important in the claims world. Very important.
About that. Q claim, okay.
Right. This happens, Karen, when the VA has overlooked some critical evidence in a veteran's claim. Mm. They actually overlooked it. You filed. Your decision letter comes back, and boom, they denied you something, or you got less of a rating than you really should have.
Mm, wow.
Well, I mean, isn't that, that's a big wow.
Yeah, that is.
That's a big wow. And the thing that has happened, Carrie, is this. The evidence was there, but somehow the adjudicator of your claim or the person that was deciding your claim,
yeah.
Somehow they ignored that evidence. Somehow. A lot of times we don't know how they did it, but they completely ignored your evidence. And it was crucial for your claim. And they ignored it.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, it's a big wow. Yes, it is. Yeah. Because that can mean the difference between not getting rated
and
getting rated.
Yeah. That is amazing. And like you said, that's what the claim is predicated on, that evidence that you provided, and to have that somehow as an oversight, so it seems.
Mm, yeah. I mean, just not good at all.
And it's again a Q claim. Wow.
Yeah, it becomes that Q claim. And what we have to do as veterans, and I want, you know, all my veterans and their advocates and people that are really care about veterans through this claims process. But I want them to understand one thing, Carrie Hines.
What's that?
Those decision letters are so very important. You have to read them thoroughly. You can't skip over them. You can't play with them, read them once, you got turned down, and you go throw it in a corner somewhere. You can't do that. You have to read the decision letters over and over and over and over.
Well, Michael, I do have a question on that for you. When these decision letters come back, is it, I mean, if they happen to know an accredited agent, a person that they can speak to about these just to make sure that they are comprehending the decision letter in the way they should, is that okay? Is that something they would perhaps contact a person like yourself to clarify or to just back up what they think it's saying?
Oh, yes.
It might not seem, you know, the way it appears or whatever, or we might think differently. Yeah, and I can certainly see a veteran thinking that way.
Right.
So what do you say to that, Michael?
Oh, most definitely. If you, the individual veteran, receive a decision letter and you don't really understand the contents of it, because there's a lot to a decision letter, that is my suggestion. You contact someone like myself who's an accredited claims agent, and we can walk you through that decision letter so that it starts to make sense to you. Most definitely, Carrie Hines.
Awesome. Okay, I am ready for number 13.
Number 13, this one should be a favorite with all veterans. It's called a claims increase.
I'm sure that is a favorite.
Yeah, I don't know any veteran that does not want an increase in their ratings.
A claims increase.
Yeah. And you know, and as I said, this is how a veteran gets a higher rating. And it normally comes from the worsening of the issue that they have. They can have several issues. Good example is a degenerative disc disease. In other words, you have arthritis in your lower back. And last time I checked, arthritis doesn't do a miracle and it gets better all of a sudden.
Very rarely.
It does not. Over time, your arthritis, it could be in your lower back. It could be in your neck. It could be in your knees, ankles. It doesn't really get better. Some people have knee replacements because it begins to get to be bone on bone. And it just gets to that point where you just cannot take it anymore. Me personally, I have arthritis in several parts of my body. And a lot of it is service connected. And some days are better than other days. I mean, they really are. But this is a way, if the claim is constructed correctly, this is a way a veteran can go from one rating to the next rating if for claims increase.
Wow, that sounds very interesting to me. The words claims increase at number 13. Everybody can say two thumbs up for that.
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
So now, yeah. Michael, with the top terms that every veteran should know, you're already at the halfway point, and you're plowing, knocking them down today. So at number 12 on your list of top terms that every veteran should know, what could possibly be at number 12? You've had some interesting ones so far this episode.
Wow. Now, this one, number 12, Carrie, this is another very important one because sometimes veterans don't understand, like, the inclusivities or the what's a good word for it? In other words, one department is different than another department when it comes to the VA.
Oh,
and a lot of times, veterans assume that it says the VA that we're all one big happy family.
Right. Well, which might be the case, but may not be as, you know.
Yeah, sometimes.
All that information around.
Yeah.
Like that.
Sometimes we have to know the difference. And this particular one is called the Veterans Health Administration, or the VHA.
Okay. And tell us again, so that's just a different part of this whole, the VA?
Right. Yeah, it is a different part of the VA, is the Veterans Health Administration. What the Veterans Health Administration does, Carrie Hines, they are responsible for veterans' health care needs. That's what they're responsible for. Unlike the VBA, which is the Veterans Benefits Administration, which are responsible for veterans' benefits, i.e. claims, compensation. That's what they're responsible for. But the VHA, the Veterans Health Administration, it takes care of the veterans' health needs.
Yeah, so I guess we could understand that a little bit when you put it that way.
Right.
So that's understandable.
Yeah, very, very important. Now, there's one other thing, Carrie, before we move on. It's one other thing that's very important with this.
The VHA.
Right, with the VHA. When you're a veteran and you go to the veterans hospital for your needs, your primary care physician and so forth, many times they give you diagnosis for illnesses, for things you have. They actually will put in your medical records the diagnosis for something that you have. And one would say, well, how does that work? What does it do?
Right. What's the benefit?
Well, you see, Carrie Hines, when you're filing for compensation, one of the things you need is what? Medical diagnosis from a medical professional. And guess what you just got?
Oh, that is what you got from the
That's
VHA.
What you, right. Wow. So when you go to file a claim as a veteran, you could go back to your medical records because they're right there. You can literally go online as a veteran to get your medical records. You can retrieve your medical records from online. And it's beautiful because a lot of veterans don't understand that, you know, they go out, they may spend all this money with their private doctor and so forth, but there's nothing wrong with that, Terry. Let me just make that clear. Bring it on out here. There's nothing wrong with that. That also helps with your medical evidence for claims. But many times, you may not have to spend any funds to get a diagnosis because it's right there in your VHA medical records. Now, isn't that something?
That is amazing. Wow.
That's a big thing.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Wow. Well, you are moving along today, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, yes. Now, we're at number 11 now, Karen.
Yeah, I mean, you are knocking it on out
right
today, which I'm so excited. Okay, so what could – now, you talk about a few things, so what on earth could be at number 11?
Oh, this is another one that very important to veterans. Sometimes they don't understand this one. It's called an FDC, or is better known as a fully developed claim.
Oh, okay. That kind of sounds like it's complete. So,
right.
What is a fully developed complaint? Tell us a claim.
Well,
fully
right.
developed claim. Tell us what that is.
Right. Now, this is the type of claim, Terry, is used when a veteran determines that they think they have all the medical evidence they need for the VA, the claims section of the VA, to grant them a favorable rating. They've gathered all the medical evidence. They got nexus letters. They got lay statements. They have everything that they think that they need. So when they turn all this in to the claim section can look at it and make a favorable rating.
Well, yeah, I would think that would be the case.
Right, right. So the fully developed claim is very important. A lot of times the guys, they are too tight, and we're going to go over the other one. A lot of times guys don't understand what that FDC stands for and why it's so important that you utilize the fully developed claim. That way you can get the maximum benefit out of getting your claim rated by using that.
Okay. So how do they use it, though? How is it used?
Well, Carrie, what it does, it speeds up the process, the claims and pension process.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it speeds it up, you're giving the VA evidence. You're giving them good evidence that they don't have to go search for. A lot of times, if you don't have any evidence, Carrie, the VA has to go search for the evidence. They have to go pull up records. They got to request stuff. They have to do a lot. And in terms of you getting rated as a veteran, it's going to take longer for you to get rated as a veteran.
So you
as
want
opposed
to give them as much as you can. And
right,
so
as much information about your claim.
A fully developed claim is the way to go, it sounds
right.
like.
Right. and you are absolutely right. It is the way to go. Any veteran that I talk to, that's one of the things I tell them. Do a fully developed claim. Get all your evidence. Gather everything that you think you need to speed this claim along. And boom, there it is.
Wow. Well, this is okay. Now, you mentioned about two types. What did you mean about that?
Right. There's another type, and when we go back, we're doing our review, and then I will reveal this one.
All right. Well, okay. Well, then let's do that, Michael. So, again, folks, if you're just tuning in, this is the Vet Talk Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, with Michael Hopkins. He is the ACA, the accredited claims agent, and we are so proud and excited, and host of the Vet Talk Radio Show and all the above. And today, this is kind of rolling in. You're still covering this topic. You're at part six today of eight, part six of eight, in terms of top terms that every veteran should know when filing a claim. And I'm so excited. So, Michael, let's do a quick review, if you don't mind. Let's kind of go back a little bit. You mentioned at number 14, this was something I had never heard of, a Q claim.
Right. That's Q claim.
So remind us what a Q claim is and knock it on down for us.
Right. Clear and unmistakable evidence. That's what a Q claim
clear
is.
Clear and unmistakable evidence. Sounds good to me. Okay.
Right. And number 13 is a claim increase.
All of the favorites. This is the
right.
top one for veteran favorites.
Oh, yes. I don't know any veterans who don't want to increase.
Claims increase.
Right.
At number 13 on your countdown
right.
today. And number 12.
Number 12, the Veterans Health Administration.
VHA.
Right.
That
takes care of all the vets' health needs.
Wonderful. And you mentioned earlier that there is a difference between the VHA and the VBA.
Right.
Can you remind everybody about that?
Right. The VHA is the health needs of a veteran. The VBA is the benefit side for veterans.
Okay, good to know. Okay, Michael Hopkins, and at number 11, again, sounds good to me.
Right.
Just remind everybody at FDC
right.
what that's all about.
FDC is the fully developed claim. That's what the FDC is.
And that what does that? That's, again, they have to go through a little bit extra to prepare everything.
Right.
So they have everything
right.
ready. Makes it kind of difficult not to get the rating that they're looking for
right.
if you have every single piece of evidence.
Yep, they have everything that they need.
Wow.
And that's what makes it so beautiful.
Sounds awesome. Well, Michael, before you get to number 10, I wanted to take a moment to, we talked about this at the very top of today's episode, and that you are accredited. And I wanted to definitely clarify for everybody's benefit out there, all the veterans, all the folks who are tuned in, exactly what is an accredited claims agent. Now, this is important, so I wanted to, you know, to take a moment to clarify all of that. Please share with everybody again what an ACA is all about, being accredited.
Right, Ken. An accredited claims agent is someone, they're not a lawyer, but they have passed an extensive test from the VA, and the VA has also done a background check for them, and that and the test combined, it allows you to represent veterans, and it's sanctioned by the VA. That's the most
important
thing.
Exactly.
That's most important. There are a lot of agencies, organizations out here that unfortunately, they may be able to help you, but unfortunately, the VA, the Office of the General Counsel up in Washington, D.C., has not sanctioned them to do anything in the area of helping veterans with claims and compensation. So,
wow.
You know, you have that you may not know if the person has a good background or they have any kind of knowledge and so forth, and they cannot represent you in the court system. The VA has its own court system. And if they're not accredited, it's going to be difficult for them to represent you.
Absolutely.
If you have to go to that higher level.
Absolutely.
So it's very important. It's very
wow.
important
I
being
see
an
that.
Accredited claims agent.
And then it sounds to me that if you're an accredited agent, you may be able to really act a lot more on behalf of the veteran in pursuing, you know, their ratings and helping them so much. Because aren't you able to, perhaps you might have to act on their behalf, looking at information and gather your details and all of that that's going to help them. So I think being accredited puts you in that area where you can.
Right.
Where if you're not accredited, you might, you know, you might
right.
not be able to. Well, you certainly wouldn't be able to get as.
Oh
much
no, you won't be able to access anybody's information. Right. Yeah, and that's one of the things is when you're not accredited.
Exactly.
And you're absolutely right, Carrie. It's you have access to a lot of sensitive information as an accredited agent with the VA. And the VA puts great trust and confidence in you that you will basically do the right thing, support and help veterans in their quest for ratings, for claims.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this is really something that is quite amazing. So, Michael Hopkins, now what could possibly be at number 10 on your countdown today from 14 to number 10? So, Michael Hopkins, take it away.
Number 10, Carrie, standard claim. It's a lot
standard.
Different than that fully developed claim we talked
right.
about. This
How?
One is a lot different. The reason this one is different is this. This claim is used when a veteran asks the VA for assistance with gathering evidence when filing for a claim. That is the big difference. You file and you say, hey, VA, I don't have my medical records or whatever it is I need. I need your assistance. And that, in essence, is what you're telling the VA, the claims and pension section. You
yeah.
need their assistance. So they will go out and they will gather medical evidence on your behalf. That's what they will do. It's called a duty to assist,
duty to assist.
Karen. That's
I'll
what it's called.
One,
you
Michael
remember
Hopkins.
That one. I know. Yeah, I know you remember that one. Yeah, because
yes.
that one, that is important. That
yes.
duty to assist. The yeah. only downside with this, it may take a little longer for the veteran to get a rating decision if they're gathering evidence for you. That's the only downside with this.
They may have to be a little bit more patient.
Right. They have to do it. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. So this is kind of good then. So they'll help you, but you kind of have to be patient while they're gathering
right.
on your behalf.
Right.
So that, you know, so again, to me, it sounds like going, it all goes back to gather as much as you can and keep track of your information, every little
right.
thing.
You every
gotta
little
hold
thing.
On to. Yeah, because you don't know how it's going to help you, it sounds like. Well, I am so excited, Michael, as always, with these this incredible series that you put together, eight-parter for just the veterans. And I just want to say again, a big salute. We thank you so much, as always, for paying attention to this broadcast and the work that Michael is doing. And we're so proud of you, Michael Hopkins, for becoming an accredited claims agent and being able to help veterans. I mean, you were already doing gangbusters, but now
oh, yeah.
you're able to go a lot further, and we
yeah.
all appreciate it. Good job. And don't forget, Michael, you have written some amazing articles and some posts that you
sure
have put
have.
In the online community. So Hair Radio, our platform, which is www.hairadio.com, so it has just one R, go to hairradio.com, and then you'll see right there, Biggest Day, where you could read posts. You could even click on the members tab and sign up. It's free to become a member at the Hair Radio community. Michael Hopkins has his own group page for Vet Talk Radio. You click on that tab and you'll be able to see, actually, once you click on the forum tab, you can then see the Vet Talk Radio show option. And Michael, you have a ton of posts there. So
this is great
to help. And I just love this. So now, Michael, how does it feel to be accredited?
Wow, Carrie, it's just like being on top of the world. That is the feeling. And also, Carrie Hines, I can help more veterans now.
And
that was just so important to me. As you always know, I'm always so passionate about helping veterans. I'm always so passionate.
Well, you're effective, Michael.
Yeah.
And you're never going to say this, but I will. Michael Hopkins, now you can help folks all over the country and effectively get them the response that they need and what they're looking for. So your line's going to just be ringing off the hook, and folks can easily connect with you. That's why I say go to HRmember.com. You'll see Michael there. You can read posts. You could do so much. Again, it's free. As far as that is concerned, to connect with Michael and any of us on your producer's side, I should say, Michael, I just want to say thank you. You always bring it on home with this. You really do. And we're starting to close down on the series. So I'm hoping that when you get to episode number 8, that you'll be able to do a big countdown from 40 all the way to number 1 on your top terms that every veteran should know. So it's going to be really exciting as we begin to roll down and roll the sun back.
Oh, yes. Very much so, Carrie.
Well, Michael, now what do you say to the veterans every week who tune into the Vet Talk Radio show? If you served, then
you deserve.
All right. Okay, folks, we'll see you back here next time for the next installment of the Top Terms Every Veteran Should Know, part 7, as Michael counts down to number 8. I'm Carrie Hines for the Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins and the team. Michael, great job.
Yes, thank you, Carrie.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, it's Wednesday morning. It is September 6th, 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It's our show number 891. We're live today. Yes, we are live. And let me bring in my colleague, my co-star, Mr. Michael Hopkins. You know him as the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. You've been listening this morning. Michael, again, happy mid-show. It's good to be with you live.
Yes, happy mid-show, Carrie Hines. Good to be with you live also.
Now, just want to let folks know what you're listening to is a replay. We started a replay yesterday in honor of Labor Day, which was Monday. So we started playing Michael's, your favorite series, the 8-part series, Top Terms That Every Veteran Should Know. These were episodes that we had played throughout earlier this season, and it's just nice to replay them. I'm listening back. How does it feel, Michael, to be hearing yourself chat about top terms on the show?
Oh, Carrie, it feels great. It feels fantastic. These are the terms that I use when I'm talking to veterans about their claims for compensation. And this is how I educate them so that by the time they finish with me, they're well-versed.
Well, listen, I also just wanted to let everybody know Nicole Maria will be back tomorrow. She's just a little under the weather. And now we also have so much going on. We've got so much going on this week. Our show number 891, Michael. Now, your series, I do want to get into the top terms a little bit. We just did episode number 6, so we have just 2 episodes left in this marathon of Vet Talk Radio shows on top terms, the special 8 parts we've got. We're almost going through. We're at number 7. We're starting at number 7 in just a moment or so. So how does it feel, Mr. Michael Hopkins?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. It is just it's a fantastic feeling going back and listening to that whole series. It is fantastic.
Yes.
And believe it or not, Carrie, when the show wrapped up yesterday, I got from one of my veterans, and this person is relatively, as far as me helping them, they're new to me helping them as a veteran, and we had a nice long talk, and a part of that talk that we had centered around this particular veteran listening to the show yesterday. She caught just about the whole show, and the accolades that she had, Carrie Hines, were just, they were just out of this world. And she actually was listening to the show, and then she decided, she said, this is really good. Let me go ahead and my friend, I'm going to call my friend up and let her listen to the show. And these were actually 2 vets that I met Friday at our veterans meeting, and I go to Veterans on Board. And we were talking about VOB. Yep, we were talking about her claim and the things she was running into and frustration and the usual things most vets have. And her and I had a lengthy conversation. And then we had a lengthy conversation yesterday, and she just kept telling me she was listening to the show. And she, different parts of the series, she would draw upon and tell me things. She would say, well, yeah, I remember I heard that part where you said about this thing. And I thought about it, and I said, yeah, maybe that's what I'm missing, that part he's talking about. And, you know, it just, Carrie, that right there for me is just such a great feeling when I have someone telling me that, yes, I'm listening to this series. I've listened to other things that you've talked about on your show, and it makes sense to me. And I see maybe this is where I went wrong when I filed for compensation, or maybe I didn't really understand.
Well, that's what you're doing, Michael. You are clarifying for people. You are doing it up. And
very much.
And I have to say that I'm very proud to have helped to put it all together. So they can come to our platform. They can hear the Vet Talk Radio show. They can hear the effort that goes into it and the seriousness that we take what we're doing. And so I'm real proud of that. Well, listen, I'm going to try to get us moving with number 7 and 8. We're going to keep right on going on our marathon. We'll be checking back in with you, Mr. Michael Hopkins, throughout the broadcast. And we've got you. Now, just so that folks know, we've got Keisha McAllister. She's standing in the wings, standing by. She'll come up at about in the next hour after we wrap the Vet Talk series. So we should be wrapping up not all that long. We only have two episodes to go. We're going to try to kind of keep things moving along this morning. And Michael, great job. Thank you for that burst of inspiration and people recognizing the incredible talent of Michael Hopkins and the Vet Talk show that normally airs on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. We're doing a carryover of our marathon of Vet Talk radio shows. So that's what you're hearing today. We'll be back with more hair talk a little later in the next hour. So stay with us, folks. We've got a lot more to get into this morning. Top terms, right, Michael Hopkins?
Top terms that every veteran should know.
Okay, Michael Hopkins, now it is always exciting to roll out another edition of the Vet Talk radio show with you, sir. And I want to take a moment to welcome all the fans of the Vet Talk radio show. So, Michael, today, what is the topic that you have on tap for us?
Wow, Carrie. Yeah, we're still going over the top terms that every veteran should know when filing a claim. And we're actually on part 7 of part 8 in the series.
Okay, so let us start the countdown for today. And you are at number 9, Michael Hopkins. But first,
yes,
before
sir.
We get to number 9, tell us again why these top terms are so important for the veterans to know.
Well, Carrie, these terms, they're just so important when you're in the claims process. And these are things that you just have to know when you're filing. These terms are going to come up when you, the individual veteran, file for compensation.
Uh-huh.
And it's just good to know what these things mean. It makes it go smoother when you're filing for compensation as a veteran.
Okay,
you're on
so
top of it.
This is language that if
right.
it's used in their filings, the veterans' filings, then it can
right.
facilitate, you know, getting to whatever the goal is for the claim to be filed successfully and approved. Okay.
Right.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm excited. So we're at number 9. Michael Hopkins, take it away.
Number 9, Carrie, is claims and compensation examination. Now, how many times have we talked about this, a.k.a., or also known as, the CNP exam?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about this I don't know how many times, but it's so important. It is so important. It's basically a medical examination of the veteran's disability or disabilities performed by either the VA healthcare system or healthcare provider or a VA contracted provider. And they are contractors such as QTC, VES, and LHI. And you know, Carrie, basically, this is what they do. They gather more evidence. The VA goes to the medical professional, and they gather more information or evidence on a veteran's claim condition. And they do this before a decision is rendered and before they give a veteran a rating. And but believe it or not, Carrie, here's the kicking part. Believe it or not, all veterans don't have to go to a CNP exam. Can you imagine that?
No. Okay, tell us why.
The reason why a lot of veterans or many of them may not have to go to a CNP exam, the medical evidence that they have when they submit for their claim,
yes.
if that medical evidence is acceptable to the VA, like the clinical evidence, it shows what the VA is looking for, and they review your medical records, and that might be it for you,
so
the individual veteran. Yeah, yeah, that might be enough that they need to either grant you service connection or deny service connection. that may be that. Let's just hope they're going to grant you service connection because you had everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that right there is just, you know, a lot of veterans don't know about that. It's
that
unfortunate. But a lot of veterans do not know how that works. They don't know.
Well, Michael, I think that is what explains why you put together this series on Top
right.
10 and literally have 40 top terms. And so I thank you so much. And today, part 7 of 8, it's quite exciting.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is, Carrie.
Yeah. And so you're covering today numbers 9 down to 5. So what's at number 8?
Number 8, Carrie, it is the M21-1, and that's the Compensation and Pension Manual.
Compensation and Pension Manual,
right. You won't hear a lot of people talk about this manual, this M21-1. It's sort of like, kind of like a secret manual, you know, but a lot of people don't talk about it. We all know the CFR 38 Part 4 as basically the Bible of claims. Well, the M21-1 basically is the manual that the people that are rating us as veterans, this is their go-to manual to tell them what to do when they're trying to rate us as veterans. It has all the things in it, plus a whole lot more, like the CFR 38 Part 4. But this is just, it's a straight manual, and it tells you if it's this, then do that. If it's that, then do this. But you know, Carrie Hines, you know what the good thing is about this manual?
What's that?
The individual veteran can go online and get this manual for free.
Exactly. I was going to ask you, is it accessible to everybody?
Uh-huh.
Well, to the veterans, I mean.
Yeah, it's accessible. Yeah, and veterans can look at it. They can figure out how a claim is adjudicated. And, you know, it's a whole lot of just beautiful information.
Well, it seems like everybody should, you know, all the veterans should look at this.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. If they don't know about the M21-1, they know about it now. And my suggestion is
the Compensation and Pension Manual,
M21-1. Yes, they should go look at it immediately.
Now, where do they see this again, Michael?
Oh, they can Google it. You know, we have all these fancy computers now. We had that word Google, and you just go and Google. You put in M21-1. And it will pop up like gangbusters on a laptop, on a desktop, on your phone.
Wow.
Yeah, it's right there for you. And you see, Carrie, you see how beautiful this is for veterans? All the information is there. And that's the beautiful thing. It's all there. It's not like it was in the past when a lot of this information
was
hidden from us as veterans. Yeah. It was like this secret, you had to jump through hoops just to find out how to get this stuff. Now, it's just there. Yeah, it's just beautiful.
Wow. So technology has really been very helpful for the veterans.
Oh, yeah, it's been very good for veterans. It really has. And
I
love it.
Yes, I think it's always a good idea to remind the veterans. You know, don't feel discouraged. It's not as hard as you think for those who may not be or may not feel that they're all that computer savvy. Listen, let me tell you, all you have to do is try. The computer does not know who's on the other end and will respond to anyone hitting a button. And that's all you have to do is try. And believe me, you will be off to the races. Michael, I'm so proud of all this work. So number 7, I can't wait to hear what is that number 7.
Wow. Now, Carrie Hines, number 7, and here's another one that we have been familiar with here on VTR. Yes. It is the Claims and Pension Examiner.
Oh, hold it. Claims
and
the Claims
Pension
and Pensions Examiner.
The Examiner.
I never thought we covered that. Okay, well, what can you tell us about that? The Claims and Pension Examiner.
And it's real easy. You know who that person is? That's the person, the medical professional that's either hired by the VA or they work for the VA. And what the VA does, the VA needs a medical opinion from this person.
That's right, yeah.
They need a medical opinion.
Uh-huh.
And this is why the VA hired them.
Yes.
They need
that.
A medical opinion and about the veteran's claim. So it'll be some type of examination. It can be a physical examination where they have to see your range of motion and you test your arm, leg, et cetera, et cetera. It could be a mental health examination where you talk to a mental health professional, either live or you talk to him or her with telemed.
Oh,
or,
yeah, through the screen. Like,
right, through the screen. You talk to them through your computer, your phone, and they conduct an examination that way.
Right through the screen, wow.
Right through the screen. You can't help but see them. They in color, you in color. You can see each other.
Wow.
And then the other way that this examiner, this professional examiner, they will do what's called a records review. It's called a medical records review.
Okay. And what is a medical records review?
Basically, the VA will send this medical professional all the medical records pertaining to whatever the claim that you have in for the disability. The VA forwards them all the information about what you sent in, what medical records they have, and it's that person's job to review your medical records for a medical opinion.
Wow.
Okay. Now, Carrie, they may call you, and it says that when you get a letter in the mail, usually it's a UPS or a FedEx letter that you'll get in the mail. It comes to your house as a veteran. And in that letter, it will tell you that this is a records review only and do not show up for an examination. And it also will clearly state in the letter, if the person that's looking through your records needs to talk to you, they will call you. And it's on a specific date. It's not they call you when they feel like calling you.
You would expect to call at that specific time. It's noted.
Right. It'll
but
be
my
noted.
Favorite part you said is that don't come down.
Yeah, don't go there. Don't go. You know, some people, I got to show up. Do I have to show up? No, it tells you do not show up. Don't be creative and show up.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, I tell you, Michael, this is always very, very helpful. I know the veterans just love this. That's why we so appreciate you covering the top terms that every veteran should know. And just so that I said it, I'm Carrie Hudds in Brooklyn, New York, with the incredible Michael Hopkins, who is an accredited, we might have to say this again and again, an accredited claims agent. We are so proud of that. It just means the world to all of us. And again, we congratulate Michael Hopkins on this recent achievement. Okay, Michael Hopkins, and this is such a great today. It really is.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
a great
yes,
topic
it is.
To cover. And I love all the different nuances and things that you cover in these within these numbers. Today we're again part 7 and of 8 in this series. And right now we are at number 6, I believe. Covering
yes,
from
sir.
Wow. Okay, Michael, we're knocking them out today. What do you have for us today at number 6?
Now, Carrie Hines, number 6 is the bilateral and unilateral factors.
Okay. Bilateral and unilateral.
Yeah. Big words, lots of words. And what these factors are, they actually affect how a veteran is going to be rated. Bilateral usually, well, it actually means both. The word bi and lateral, it means both. And in veterans' terms, in compensation and disability terms, it could be something such as your legs, knees, hips, and feet. And in the rating game or the rating process is very important. It is very important because when you're bilaterally rated, you can actually get a higher rating than if you're unilaterally rated.
Okay, so the bilateral rating is that it is referencing both items
right.
to be rated?
Both, yeah, pretty much both items. Give you a perfect example for a lot of veterans. A lot of veterans have bilateral issues with their feet. They have flat feet. You never hear it. I got a flat foot. Have you ever heard that one, Carrie?
No,
somebody
wow.
tell you, I just got a flat foot.
No,
most people have flat feet.
Right. It's never
right.
gonna be just one, I don't
never
think.
Gonna be just one foot. It's always gonna be both feet. And it's so very important that you as a veteran that you know when they're rating you, are they rating me bilaterally? Or are they rating me unilaterally? Usually, pretty much in your decision letter, it will tell you in your decision letter how you're rated. And that means a lot as far as instead of you getting 10% for an item, a body part, maybe your one foot, you get 20% for both feet.
Right. It sounds like it would just be doubled.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But as we know, the VA and their... Unfortunately, their math and their calculating, this is going by the diagnostic code. Yeah, this is what they do.
I see. Wow. Well,
so,
this is very interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Carrie. And, I mean, you've got choices and options. It could be your legs. It could be your hips, your knees, your feet, your arms. Believe it or not, it also could be your ears.
Wow.
Yeah, for bilateral
if
hearing
you
loss.
That word tinnitus again.
Yeah.
Fall.
Oh no. The good thing about tinnitus, it doesn't matter which ear. It could, usually what they do is they count it bilaterally anyway when they say
okay.
a person has tinnitus.
Right.
Yeah, they usually do it bilaterally.
Bilaterally, which is for both.
Both ears. Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of now, we've learned a new word, unilaterally.
Unilateral, yeah.
All right, great job. Hopkins, you are just a cooking today. I'm very, very excited. So I want to take a quick second, Michael, and just talk a little bit about this series. Again, this is Top Terms, in case you guys are just joining us, that every veteran should know when filing a claim. Michael, can you just remind everybody, what made you think of this series to begin with?
Wow, Carrie. It was after the holidays, and I was thinking about all of this. And really what happens, Carrie, a lot of times I get my inspiration from a lot of veterans because I'm down there in the trenches. And, you know, I talk to these guys every day. I assist them with things. And you know, I have powwows with them, and I talk to them about concerns. And I kept noticing the same things were coming up. A lot of them, they didn't understand these terms that we're talking about, these 40 terms. A lot of the people, they didn't understand them. And I said, wow, you know, you don't know about this thing or that, and you're not sure. And a lot of times it's in their records that they have a bilateral, or they may have to go see somebody, or, you know, any number of things are there. And a lot of times the veterans don't know. So they go into a panic mode, and this triggers other things. So I said, you know what? Why don't I just sit down and just write out all the terms that I know that's important to them. And that's how this came about.
And Michael, I want you to just take a moment to repeat that, or it bears repeating. It's very important what you just said. Folks may not realize that this is organically done. This is Michael Hopkins writing and preparing what you hear on today's show. So folks may think, Michael, you got to understand, they may think you just read stuff somewhere and there you go. This is Michael's hard work and dedication to assist the veterans. So it is just incredibly important to take a moment to acknowledge that. And outstanding job today, Michael, on the top terms. Now, I can't wait to get to number five. But first, I know that you always do a review, just in case anyone missed any part. So numbers 9 through 6, Michael, take it away.
Wow, Carrie. Yeah, I mean, it really is a pleasure to do this. Now, at number 9, we talked about the claims and pension examination. At number 8, we talked about that M21-1.
Oh, yeah, the compensation.
Yes, that compensation and pension manual. At number 7, we talked about the claims and pension examiner.
Oh,
very
yeah.
Important.
Medical professional, yes.
Number 6, we even talked about the bilateral and unilateral factors. Very important.
Very interesting. And I have to say, we need a big old drum roll here for number 5, Michael.
Yes, we do. We're going to have to invest in that drum, aren't we?
Yes. And don't forget to send everybody to your community on our Hair Radio page at www.hairadio.com. You'll see, click on the forum tab. It'll take you right to Michael Hopkins Vet Talk Radio, whole entire community page that he has there where you can read other posts and follow him and share all kinds of information. Michael Hopkins, and it's easy to become a member right there. It doesn't cost you a dime at hrmember.com or click on the members tab. Michael, what do you have for everybody at number 5?
Wow, this one right here, Carrie, this is one that's overlooked by many veterans. It's called Special Monthly Compensation, or SMC. A lot of the veterans will see that. They'll see those letters, SMC, and they may see SMC, K, L, S, and they'll say, well, what in the world is that? What is SMC? And that's what it stands for, Special Monthly Compensation.
Wow. Okay. And what does that mean?
And basically what it means is this, Carrie, this is compensation that a veteran is paid beyond the regular monthly compensation. We all get paid a certain amount of money depending upon the rating that we have and the percentage that we have.
Yeah.
We get paid monthly a certain amount of money. Well, the VA knows that you, the individual veteran, may have some injury or illness that goes beyond the basic pay that you get each month. So what they've done is they have set up a higher pay rate for veterans. Basically, that's what it is.
Oh,
it's a higher pay rate. Can you imagine that, Kerry? You do some paperwork and you get a pay raise at your job.
That sounds
awesome to
me.
Can you
imagine
that? That's like a wow.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah,
so
and a lot of people.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people just don't. They just don't. They just don't know. They really don't. And I'll give you a perfect example. There are a lot of veterans that need aid and attendance. There are a lot of veterans that need that.
Which is understandable.
Which is very understandable. A lot of our senior veterans, and they need help with their daily living, like feeding themselves, bathing, using the restroom, things of that nature, driving them to appointments.
Wow.
And they apply for it. They fit the criteria. The VA will go ahead and grant that to them.
Wow. That is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, there are some specialty monthly compensations that if you fit the criteria, you get one 100% rating.
Well, this sounds like a really good thing, though, Michael.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. You know, we're talking thousands of dollars. For a good example, especially monthly compensation T, and that's if somebody has a traumatic brain injury and they really can't function, that's about $10,000 and some change a month for a veteran.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
and
I mean, it
families,
is.
You know, my heart goes out because the families of these veterans could use this compensation to aid them. So listen, I tell you, Michael, you really uncover just incredible information and knowledge for everybody, for every veteran and every veteran's family. I thank you so much on behalf of just all that you're doing. Okay. So Michael, great job today.
Oh,
I've got to really
say.
You. Yeah,
thank
you brought
you
it
so
on
much.
Home, Michael Hopkins.
Oh yeah, thank you so much.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. Well, gee, this has been fun doing this whole countdown with you all the way from number 40.
Right.
You went from number 40 and all the way to number 5. So we just will be doing the wrap-up in part 8. So number 4 all the way through to the wrap-up. How exciting. Michael, I have to honestly say you have really knocked it out of the box, as always.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So looking forward to the conclusion of your 8-part series on top terms that every veteran should know?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am, Kerry. I mean, I've had such and the veterans love it. I've heard from so many veterans that they think that this is just, they just love it.
Well, it's been an exciting time. It really has. And you have helped so many folks with this information. I have learned a lot. I really have. I enjoyed all of this. And again, this is big for us. We have counted down from number 40. That's a lot. You've done great.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Okay. Well, listen, Michael Hopkins, as with always, at the end of each of these episodes, we always take a moment to salute our veterans for all of their hard work, dedication, service, and just going on with their lives. And we just appreciate it. On behalf of everybody at the Vet Talk Radio Show, my network, the Hair Radio Site, and so many others, we just appreciate the work and appreciate your work. So, Michael, what do you say at the end of each episode of Vet Talk Radio?
It's all about the vets. You served, you deserved.
All right. We'll see you back here next time. Great job, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Michael Hopkins, it is fantastic to finally be at the last part, number 8, of your 8-part series on top terms every veteran should know when filing a claim. Good morning to you from all of us at the Hair Radio and across the Vet Talk Radio Network. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie Hines. How are you this morning?
I am doing great here in Brooklyn, New York. I know you're down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Well, I'm excited to get started. But first, as we do each week right here on the show, we always take a moment to salute the amazing veterans who have just made this country what it is today. And also, big fans of the Vet Talk Radio show. So we're super excited. And we offer our warmest wishes. And again, we salute you as well, Michael Hopkins, and we're ready to get started.
Ready to rock and roll.
Now, first, I want to just jump in, Michael. Again, we said these are top terms that every veteran should know. So why is it so important, then? Why should every veteran know these top terms?
Wow, Carrie, I mean, that's a very good question. And the reason why every veteran is filing a claim that should know these terms, these are the fabric of filing a claim. These are things that you should know when you file a claim because these terms are going to come up. Some of these things, a lot of these things are very helpful when you're filing a claim that you need to know. It can either make or break your claim by knowing these terms.
Wow. Well, I am super excited to go ahead and get started, Michael. So I know that this being part 8 of 8, you are beginning with number 4, and you will be traveling from 4, counting on down, to number 1 today on the broadcast.
Oh,
so
yeah.
What do we have at number 4?
Number 4 is the VA math. And
oh,
the VA,
that.
Yes, the VA math is basically what, as veterans, we call it that funny math. And it's not like regular math. When you go to do regular math, in the world of regular math that we all studied in school,
One plus one equals two.
Yeah, it's two. And in the VA world, if you have a 70% rating and you add a 30% rating to it, logically it should be what? 100%. Sounds about right, doesn't it?
Yeah,
but, it sounds about right. But unfortunately, in the VA claims world, it does not sound right. It's just the VA considers, or let's just say it like this. When a veteran went into the military considers them good to go at 100%. They don't have any issues. The military, when they screen you, and if they don't find any issues like flat feet, mental health, or sleep apnea, if they don't find anything when you first go into the military, even before you go to basic training, if they don't find anything that's wrong with you, you go in at 100%. That's what they term your whole body is solid, in other words. There's nothing wrong with you. And they document it. You go to basic training, you go to your duty station, as we call it, and as time goes on, you start to develop issues. You hurt your knee, you hurt your back, you twisted your ankle, it's discovered that you have sleep apnea or any kind of diseases, cancer, any of these things. Well, when you get out of the military, obviously, you're not at 100% anymore. You went in one way, you got out another way. That's where the claims, filing for claims comes in. Well, the VA at that point in time, since you're a veteran and you're going through the VA for your claims, what the VA does is they take all of this stuff into consideration. And every time you file for compensation and you win a little bit of that 100% where your body was, gets deducted. It gets lower and lower and lower. For example, you get, say you get 50% for migraine headaches. Perfect example. You get the highest rating for migraine headaches. Well, what the government says is this: wow, 50% of your body is not working like it did when you went into the military, but 50% of your body is working. And what they start doing, that 50% that's still working, every time you file, they divide whatever it is that's wrong with you into that 50%. Now it comes up with another number. And this is all, I'm just giving like an overview. And
right,
it gets
right,
kind of
right.
Just, you know, we don't have that kind of time to do the whole nine yards.
Right.
But,
well,
it,
Michael, so the 50% in your example, that is still good in their eyesight.
Right.
Let's say that you come up with something else, another issue that is, that can be, you know, that you can, that the veteran can have as a, some kind of an ailment or whatever. And it would be, you know, a percentage that they would qualify for. So maybe 10% or 20%. So how does that work? It would then be deducted from the remaining 50% that's supposedly the...
Right, right. They will divide that 10% into 50%, come up with that number, and then they turn around the 50% that says that you're kind of in bad shape. They will
right.
add whatever that number is to that 50%, and then you would come up with a new rating.
Okay, so I think I got it.
Right.
I got it.
And if the
wow.
number, when they divide that number into the 50%, if it's the number 5 or above, you go to the next rating. Because like we learned in school
yeah.
when we were little kids, that round up, round down.
Right. You have the round up and round down, but that all depends.
Right.
Like it depends on which way they decide to do the rounding.
Yep. If they round down, you stay where you are. If they round up, you move to another rating.
Right. Well, and that's if it's below 5 and above 5 type thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean,
it, okay. Well, good stuff, Michael Hawkins. It is a little bit, it can be confusing to some. I mean, I have to say. But it seems like there is a methodology to it.
Yeah, there is a method to the madness with the VA.
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Well, that was number 4 on your amazing countdown today. Your 8 of your 8. It's 8 of 8. It's the 8-part a series that we've been talking about today on the Vet Talk Radio Show, all about the countdown. This is the final part of your countdown on top terms that every veteran should know when they are filing a claim. And today, of course, each day we have the host, Mr. Michael Hawkins, who is very familiar with all of this. And I'm super excited to move on down the line on your countdown, Michael. So today we're talking about number 3.
Right. Now, number 3, Terry, it is a temporary 100% rating. And a lot of people don't know about that. A lot of the veterans don't know that there's a such thing as a temporary 100% rating. And would you believe that temporary 100% rating can last up to a year?
Wow. Wow. So it could be a year or less. After
right.
you would be rated at 100%. But how does that all work? Give us a good example of this.
Normally, the temporary rating is given to a veteran if they're treated for something that's service connected, if it's an illness or an injury that they're treated for, and they're in a VA hospital for at least 21 days, at least usually it's at the 21st day they're being treated, they are eligible, they qualify for the temporary 100% rating. And the hospital, they will put them, hopefully, they will transmit paperwork to the claim section verifying that this person has been in the care of the VA healthcare system for 21 days or more. And that triggers the VA claims and pension system to generate that temporary 100%.
Got it.
They will be getting paid. That the key word here is you're getting paid like everybody else that's at 100%. Because the VA, the claims and pension section, understands that you will be in some type of rehabilitation for quite a while. And as I said before, you know, up to a year, you're going to be rehabbing. And during that time, say, for example, during that, before that time, you were a 70% rated veteran, and you're getting the 70% pay for a veteran at 70%. Well, now you get all this extra pay at 100% because they know it's going to take you a while to get back to being you.
So that will bring you up from the 70% to the 100%.
To the 100%. Now, the only thing about it, Carrie Hines, is that it's a temporary 100%. So you don't get all the bennies that person that's actually is at 100%. You know, the education benefits, the tax benefits, you don't get any of that.
Okay, those are the permanent 100%.
Those are permanent, yeah. Those are the permanent things that the bennies that you get as a veteran.
And
now,
there's a whole separate list for the temporary, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is.
But still, financially, it's still a additional funds.
Still a good deal. It's still a good deal.
Wow.
Now, the other thing that happens, Carrie Hines, is this. As you're winding down in this, say it's been almost a year that you've been at 100%.
Yeah.
As it's winding down.
Near the end, yeah.
Yep, near the end of your journey with this, the VA, the claims and pension section, is going to contact you. And they're going to tell you, basically, that they're going to reevaluate your 100% rating, the temporary one that you have. They're going to reevaluate it. Reason being, they want to see if you've gotten better, if you stayed the same, or you've gotten worse. That's what they want to find out.
Now, why do they want to know that, Michael Hopkins?
Well, the reason why, Carrie, that they want to know this, if you've gotten better, then unfortunately and regrettably, they're going to determine that you don't need to be at 100%. And they're going to reduce you to whatever rating
you were before.
It's either where you were before, or they could actually give you a new rating.
Altogether. Wow.
Altogether. So yeah, they could actually do that. Yep. Yeah. But if you're at a point where you've gotten worse, i.e., that temporary 100% rating actually represents where you should be, then you'll stay at 100%. They'll send you a nice little letter and, you know.
But consider it to be temporary still on extension, or does it now become permanent?
Oh, it's permanent. It becomes official. They send you that official letter, and it'll basically say you've been determined to be at 100%. You're 100%
permanent.
More than likely permanent and total disabled veteran.
And then all those other
Benny's, the other benefits that the 100% permanent folks qualify for, you will also qualify for, it sounds like.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you will. Yeah, that'll be old happy day.
Wow.
That'll be old happy day.
Well, I've learned a lot today, Michael Hopkins, already. Thank you for that. What a great education today. Michael, I have to say, this is just incredible. If you guys are just joining us, you're listening to the Vet Talk Radio Show, of course. I'm Carrie Hines in Brooklyn, New York. Michael Hopkins, the host, all the way from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, of course. Michael is an ACA. I call him an ACA, and that's an accredited claims agent. And I can't wait to talk to you more about that. And again, we congratulate you on this incredible achievement, Michael Hopkins. So we thank you, and it just exemplifies how adroit you are at helping your fellow veterans and how passionate you are. And this is a big deal. Congratulations again, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, thank you, Carrie.
Absolutely. So at number two, Michael, what's next on your countdown?
Oh, this one is one of our favorites here on VTR. It is called Total Disability Based on Individual Unemployability.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Total Disability Based on Individual Unemployability.
Unemployability, better known as TDIU.
Yes, I remember that. That was one of the favorites that we've covered in
on
the show.
Yes, it is one of my favorite claims to help veterans work on. It's one of my favorite ones.
TDIU, right?
The reason why I love helping veterans with TDIU is because a lot of times, Carrie Hines, a lot of times the veteran has struggled trying to get to 100%. Some of them have struggled for years trying to get to 100%. And they could be at 80 or 90% for 5, 10, 20 years. And they've done everything that they can or they think they can to get to 100%. And a lot of times they're older veterans, they're not working, they have some really things that are just so debilitating. Some of their ratings that they have, some of the things that they have, and it's really debilitating. They can't work, Carrie. They cannot work, period.
Wow.
And I love helping these guys get to 100%. I really do, because it's always there right in front of them, but nobody has told them. And as soon as I tell them, hey, you know, you should file for TDIU, and they go, well, what's that? And I explain it to them, and I show them the benefits of it, and they go, wow, I never knew I could do this. No one has ever told me. And that's my joy that I get out of this.
Yes, and it's heartbreaking, really, to think that there's so many folks out there who just are unaware. And we are very grateful. I am grateful to you, Michael Hopkins, for, you know, really navigating this on their behalf and advocating this on their behalf. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
And appreciate it. So, Michael... What does the families think about all this?
They love it. Some of the wives, you know, they are so happy, and just like some of the spouses. I mean, they're just ecstatic, because what a lot of people don't understand, you can be in the military, but your spouse goes through the same things that you go through.
Mm. Wow.
And it has its ups and downs. And, you know, I've had some spouses sometimes literally cry when I'm talking to them, and then they find out, you mean to tell me this is all he or she had to do? Nobody ever told us. I mean, oh, my God, I can't believe it. And once they get it, and the spouse, the veteran gets 100%, they're just so grateful. They are, honest to God, they are just so grateful that I came along and I explained this to them.
Well,
very grateful.
Like their quality of life can improve exponentially.
Yes, it does.
Rating business, as I call it. And so that's why this radio show, the Vet Talk radio show, is so important. Whether you yourself are a veteran or you are related or your best friend is a veteran, I think it's important to listen. Even for myself, I am not a veteran, but I love learning the information that you are providing for the veterans. I really do. I can't say how much I look forward to learning every single episode that I can share with my family members who happen to be veterans as well. So this is really nice and awesome. And
great
community endeavor. So good stuff, Michael Hopkins.
Great stuff.
This is important. Well, listen, today we covered from number 4 to number 2 so far. So, Michael, maybe we should break it down again. At number 4, what was our big topic? What was our top term at number 4 today?
At number 4, it was that VA math, as we call it, that funny math that most veterans call it.
The fuzzy math, I
that
think we
fuzzy.
Used to say.
Yeah.
Wow.
A few other terms they call it, Kerry, but we're not going to say those terms here on VTR.
We're a family show.
No, we're a family-oriented show.
Yes, we are. And what's at number 3?
Number 3 was the temporary 100% rating.
Wow. Number 3, temporary 100% rating, which you said up to a year, Michael Hopkins.
Right.
And then it seems like a determination is made
right. One
way or the other. I love it. So knowledge, again, is power. And
yes,
you guys,
it is.
Yeah, you're knocking it out. Now, at number 2, this is your favorite TDIU. Michael,
yes, it is.
Remind
yes, it
everybody
is.
What that stands for again and the significance of it.
It stands for total disability based on individual unemployability. And you, as the veteran, will get paid at the 100% rating, even though you might be 60, 70, 80, or 90%. You'll get paid at the 100% rating, and you'll get all the benefits of being at 100%.
Amazing. Amazing. TDIU. Wow. Okay. Michael, now it is time for the drum roll.
Drum roll, please.
Top terms that every veteran should know when filing a claim against Part 8 of 8. You have made it on down to number 1. And I cannot wait to hear. You started out with 40 top terms in your series, your 8-part series. And I cannot believe it. We're finally down to number 1.
Wow. Yeah,
I have to ask you, what goes through your mind? What goes through your mind?
Wow, Kerry. This was a labor of love. That's what's going through my mind. The 40 top terms that every veteran should know when they're filing a claim, it was a labor of love. You know, I started out because a lot of the guys were just asking me these questions, and I said, wow, let me sit down and let me just look at this. And it's just a labor of love, Kerry. I had so much fun doing this. I really did.
Wow. Okay. Well, I have to say you've done an amazing job. And we're just going to continue with some more of these incredible topics that are
geared towards helping veterans to navigate the claims process. And again, with the incredible accredited ACA, Michael Hopkins, we are so proud and accredited claims agent. We salute you and thank the veterans. Michael, at number one.
Number one is scheduler rating.
Scheduler rating?
Scheduler rating.
Now, what does that mean?
And actually, Terry, the scheduler rating or scheduler ratings that we all get as veterans, this is what most veterans do when they file for compensation. And scheduler simply means this. You, the veteran, file for something. Say you file for tinnitus, and I know that's one of your favorites, Gary,
yes.
That ringing in the ear, that's
that
one of your favorites.
Yes.
And you file for tinnitus, and guess what? You get 10%. That's normally the highest rating that you'll get for tinnitus, the ringing in the ears.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you do, you file for a secondary claim because your tinnitus triggered a mental health claim. You get rated 70% for that mental health claim.
Yes. Wow.
It also triggered your migraine headaches. You get the highest rating for migraine headaches, which is 50%. That's the scheduler. That's how it works. You keep rating for things, and as you keep getting rated for it, you have more and more things you're rated for, and at some point in time, you're going to get 100%. If you do the right things and you file for enough things and you get rated for enough disabilities, guess what? You'll get to 100%.
So it's almost like it's an automatic process, if you will, that based on this, Michael, is it possible they can be rated? It has to start with something like tinnitus or whatever their first rating is.
How
does that play? And how does
Carrie, you know, we can refer back to the CFR 38 Part 4, the Bible of Claims, those 833 things that a veteran can file for and possibly win. There are some veterans that can file one time and get 100%, believe it or not.
Wow.
And then they're done. They don't have to file ever again in life. They don't. Some veterans can file two times and get to 100%, depending upon what they are granted for service connected. We talked about in the series, we talked about lower level type claims, and we talked about higher level type claims.
Right, right.
Sometimes, as a veteran, if you file for higher level type claims that you are qualified to get rated for, that can take you to 100% quicker. Sometimes it's a combination of things. Higher level claims, lower level claims can take you to 100%. It's all about strategy, and that's where this scheduler ratings comes in. It's about strategy.
Strategy, strategizing.
Strategizing.
Well, man, this is why it seems to me that having an ACA is the best person that a veteran could have. And I think your information should be available to everybody. I really do, Michael, because they need someone like yourself who's going to really advocate on their behalf and really mean it from the heart. And
right.
So I'm very, very proud of all of your efforts. So great job, Michael Hopkins. Great job.
Oh, yeah. And there's one thing Carrie, there's
what's
one
that?
Thing that I want all veterans that are filing. You know, several things. One of which is I want them to remember that this is your claim. And you should treat it that way. This is your claim. It's not anybody else's claim. It's your claim, and you should treat it that way. And also, as we always say on the show, if you served, you deserve.
You deserve.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, I just want to remind everybody, as always, that they can easily become a member to your page, your group page through Vet Talk Radio. And it's so easy to do so, really. They just use...
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
It's time to rise and shine with The Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Wednesday morning. It's September 6th of 2023. Yes, we are live. It's our show number 891. You've been listening to a very, very special broadcast today. It was a continuation of our Labor Day, in honor of Labor Day, I should say, episode of Vet Talk Radio, where we literally replayed 8 episodes on top terms that veterans should know when filing claims with the great Michael Hopkins, who I'm going to see if we can get to the line this morning. Michael Hopkins, are you there this morning? Are you live with us at 8:23
in
the morning?
Yes, sir. I am live with you this morning, Carrie Hines.
Awesome. It's about 7, coming up on 7:30 if you're in the Central Time Zone. Want to say what a great series, and just really want to thank the Vet Talk Radio Show team, and also Mr. Michael Hopkins, of course, that goes without saying, and also the fans, especially the fans of Vet Talk Radio. I think I just have to say, what a great job.
Oh,
what a great job.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Gary Hunt. Thank you.
Yeah, and a great topic on top terms. And so this is just the beginning, literally. Now, Michael, you're about to, well, not about to anymore. You're there at season 3. So congratulations on that. While I was listening back to the replay of the top terms, they mentioned it was a big congratulations on you becoming an ACA, an accredited claims agent, during our second season of the talk radio show. So that was really exciting to hear playback.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Awesome, Carrie. It's just awesome feeling.
Yeah. Good. And, Michael, so going forward, like I said, you're about to really – kind of sink your feet into season 3. Did you ever imagine that you'd be producing 3 seasons of Vet Talk Radio? I mean, it's my goodness, it's been a while.
Oh, yes. Yes, it has been a while, Carrie. And yeah, I mean, you know, this was a just. I'm just trying to get the words together. When we first started that talk radio show, it was more like a dream come true, because I always wanted to do something to help veterans. And I kind of stumbled into the claims realm. I started out just doing my own claims.
Right.
And I found that as I was doing my own claims and I was talking to other veterans, I started noticing a pattern. And a lot of the vets would be frustrated and they wouldn't know what to do and how to do. And then some of the organizations helping them weren't really explaining the claims process. It was more like an order taker thing, like McDonald's, you know, can I help you, please? You want fries with that? You want this? But they weren't getting an explanation. You know, Gary, they weren't getting an explanation on why you're doing what you're doing. And I'm one of those people. I have to know, why am I doing what I'm doing? And it's not out of curiosity. It's more like, process-wise, I need to know the process step by step by step so that it makes logical sense to me. It doesn't have to make emotional sense to me, because that's not where I'm going when I'm doing something like this with claims. It has to logically make sense to me. You can't tell me, well, you know, we're going to connect your right foot with your left shoulder without telling me, well, why are we doing that? How does that work? And I don't need a long, drawn-out, you know, Carrie, Dr. Kildare or Dr. Ben Casey or Marcus Welby. You know, I don't need that explanation. I just need to know logically, why is that connected to that? That's all I need to know. Once you explain it to me, you know, you can quickly explain it to me. Well, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. And I'll go, okay, works for me. Let's move on to the next thing. That's what was missing when I was talking to a lot of vets. And I started learning how to do research, Carrie. I started learning how to go on YouTube and look up medical explanations and ask doctors and nurses and nurse practitioners. I started doing that, and I started finding out I was starting to understand this stuff.
Well,
and
Michael,
as I was understanding,
you understand,
wow,
it is an understatement. It is the understatement of the year. You have far exceeded that, and you've raised the bar on what kind of help and assistance veterans should expect to get in terms of navigating these claims,
right,
and how to fill them out effectively by being an accredited claims agent and studying and being very good at what you do. So we are thrilled here at the Hair Radio Morning Show to be able to have a platform where we can get this on. And also, I'm also working behind the scenes on the Salon TV Network. So I'm so excited. Yes, and to say that if you guys are interested out there in being able to watch Michael Hopkins, because you're going to have a broadcast, Michael, on the Salon TV Network at some point. We are so excited, and we're going to keep you guys informed. But it's here. This is not all in wishful thinking. So if you guys out there are interested, we have rolled it out, introducing it to folks who everybody. Now, Michael, we're going to switch it up a little bit. I want to just thank you so much. I love the series. This has been incredible. It started with our Labor Day celebration and then went on yesterday. you know, and we literally covered 8 series. And so we were talking about 4 hours of material. So really good stuff, Michael. Great job. Okay.
Oh, hey, yes. Thank you.
Yes, we did. We did a great job. Want to kind of shift gears and take a little bit of a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to see if we can get a hold of Miss Keisha McAllister, who is 3,000 miles away. Talk about it being early. We never can complain, Michael Hopkins. Me being on
very
the East
much
Coast.
So, Carrie.
And you were also on the East Coast. And Keisha has to get up 3 hours earlier all the way out in California. My gosh. Woo. So we thank her as well for fighting a good fight and being here for us to talk hair and beauty and so much more. So listen, we'll take our little break. We'll come back. And Michael, why don't you hang around with us in our hair segment coming up in just a few minutes? We'll have you as a special guest. I think that
sounds
would be
great, Carrie.
Awesome. All right, folks, stay with us. You heard it right here. It's been just an awesome day, as always, and we're real happy. So why don't we just let's take a little tip here. And by the way, we heard Nicole Marie earlier. Great job. It's just all the way around. Okay.
Well, good morning, Nicole Marie. I can't say it as nice as Carrie says it, but Nicole Marie says it in such a distinctful, you know, style. So I'm glad to be here with you this morning.
Yes, it's such a pleasure to be speaking with you this morning. I've enjoyed hearing about your background. I'm also an educator, so when you said that, my ears perked up. Yes.
There you go.
But here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, my focus is, you know, girl power, focusing on young girls, young women, women of all ages, just to be the best that they can be. So my question to you is, with the personality test and with your consulting company, you spoke about mentoring. So do you also mentor to the younger generation, like high school, during the time when they're trying to figure out what it is that they're trying to do? And it's key, because sometimes the kids get locked into, okay, what mom and dad says I should do versus what's really in their heart and their passion. So is that part of your mentoring to, like, high school students and to just get them on the path to realizing what they want to do, not what someone else wants?
Absolutely. Let me say this before I answer that. You would be impressed to know that the creator of the original DISC personality profile is a gentleman by the name of William Marston, M-A-R-S-T-O-N. He is a graduate and a law professor from Harvard. And he created it in 1928. So as you can see, it has withstood the test of time. Now, you would be happy to know that he had several other creations too. One of them was the lie detector test. He's the one that created that. But most importantly, you know, back during those days, it was hard to have a female superhero, right? But guess what he created? Wonder Woman.
Wow.
He is the creator of the female superhero Wonder Woman. So I think that's kind of interesting for the parallel between that and the fact that you are out talking about, you know, women power, female,
exactly,
mentors, exactly.
All about the superpowers.
Exactly. And see, basically, as far as the mentoring is concerned, I don't actually do the mentoring, but what part of my transformation is, you know, once people become a part of, you know, learning and self-discovering my superpower, is part of it is getting a mentor. And we do have resources for mentorship, because you got a mentor, you got a mentee. Both of them have a different role. And then, of course, the most important part is for them to have one so that they can walk you know, the walk that somebody else has already traveled. They don't have to make the same mistakes because guess what? They got somebody that can show them the way. Otherwise, you're
show them the way.
Go. So I'm glad to hear that you're doing something like that because our girls really, really need it. And having people like you, you know, with a background in education, steering them to be the best that they can be. And see, that's what the DISC is all about. Understand who you are. There's 8 billion people on this planet, Nicole, 8 billion, but there's only four personality profiles. And you are one of them. Those girls that you're talking about, those females that you're talking about, they have one of those profiles.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Back live. It is Wednesday morning on September 6th. We have had some huge technical headaches there, but I think we got it under control. Just want to say thanks so much for hanging in there with us. Let me bring to the line Mr. Michael Hopkins and Ms. Keisha McAllister, as you guys know, Ms. Keisha. Keisha McAllister, all the way from out in wonderful sunny California. Michael Hopkins, down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Again, hello, guys. Yes, it's always interesting with the technical aspect of broadcasting.
Very much so.
You're live on the air. Yes, guys.
Very
live.
Good morning, Keisha.
Good morning, and welcome.
Good morning, Michael Hopkins.
Morning.
First, guys, I got to apologize for that because there was a little bit of the broadcast where we were not sure if the item is sometimes it's a little cuckoo. And today was one of those times. But we made it on through. We persevered. And I want to thank you guys. Thank you so much for hanging in there with us to the listeners of the broadcast today. Interesting show. I've enjoyed so much of this today. I really have, listening to this whole series. And Keisha, I think you've been listening as well. What were your thoughts on listening to all of that Michael talk on the Vet Talk episodes today?
Well, it reminds me, it was so informative, but it definitely reminds me of the time that I was dealing with my grandfather and having to go back and forth to the VA and get his papers and, you know, find an ACA and do all this other stuff. So it's definitely nice to hear an ACA actually give you the 411, you know, what you need to know to get what you need, get to your resources. So, Michael, I've listened to the whole show, so it's some job that you're doing and that you are creating dialogue between, you know, people who don't know what to ask.
Exactly.
And it helps, you know, you're right, because you go into an agent's office and you don't know what to say. So you're really helping keeping people informed and remaining informative. So it's been an awesome show. I wish I had all this information back in the day when I was doing all this stuff, but it's definitely
it's
definitely
very
helpful.
Much so, Keisha.
It's definitely helpful. Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you, Keisha. You guys are just a wonderful team, really. And I just have to say thank you, even though today we had a little tech stuff there that threw us off for about 30 seconds, and we got back on track. But listen, Michael, you've been really killing it with the amazing talk, and it's nice. And Keisha, thank you so much for being our licensed cosmetologist. And yeah, listening. And Keisha was on. Yes, I listened to the show, and I was like, wow, that is really nice. And to yesterday's broadcast, and we covered, we put down like 4 back-to-back huge episodes. And we talked a lot in between, so I enjoyed the conversation. It was just fabulous. So, Keisha, I have to say, turning to you now, and Michael is in with us as well, and we're going to have Michael, you to stay on with us. There's been a big release, and for a lot of you guys out there, if you are a subscriber, and I believe that some of you are, as I kind of see who's out there, some of you already subscribed. If you have not set up to subscribe, you should. We're talking about AfroLock Magazine. And this AfroLock Magazine is a very special one. It's my first cover that we, I think it's my first lead cover story that I did. So I'm very excited about it. It features an article that's all about this incredibly accomplished hairstylist who was the lead and boss hairstylist on some of the biggest movies like Wakanda Forever and The Little Mermaid. And I believe she's also working on the new Denzel. She did the new Denzel movie with Denzel and his son. We're talking about this incredible artist who is named Camille Friend, and she's out there on the West Coast, obviously, right. But doing big things. I've got to say I'm excited that she's on the cover. And Michael, you've seen the magazine and you've kind of gone through it, and Keisha, I think you might have seen a little bit of it as well. What comes to mind, guys, as we celebrate? This issue, you know, is a little different for AfroLock. It's a little different. The cover is a little different. I think our first two covers, we were a lot more artsy. She's the first real person, I should say, on the cover. So although the, I'm not going to go into all the covers first. We'll save some of those. But what goes through your mind, Keisha McAllister, being a hairstylist and knowing that you're affiliated with AfroLock?
Well, I think it's just it's an opportunity to start a new venture. And being at Hair Radio has been on the scene for so long, and it's the oldest running. It's just natural that you would go into another form of media. So I think AfroLock, like I said in the past, is definitely going to help with the culture, help us, and that's the culture on all continents, but in the culture, and to recognize that we definitely are dealing with similar issues all over, and that we all do have issues with our hair all over the world. So, you know, I think AfroLock is definitely going to bring a sense of identity to some people, you know.
Exactly.
That, you know, this is my hair, accepting it, yeah.
Absolutely. I love it. And Michael, just piggybacking on what Keisha said, that is correct. And not just the sense of that, not only, with the hair, but we're using our hair to unite us. It's unity in our hair and culture. And so, because that's really what I see as the common denominator. Michael Hopkins, what would you like to add?
Karen. And Keisha, what I would like to add is, to me, something that to me was very important. Just seeing Camille Friend on that cover and finding out about her history, her background, is something that She's a behind-the-scenes person, and she's a person of color. And a lot of times, you know, in that realm, that Hollywood realm, a lot of times we don't see someone that looks like you and me that's behind the scenes that's making such an impact in the film and TV industry. And that to me, just reading about her and listening to her and just, you know, all that information was just so beautiful.
Thank you. And Camille is, let me just again say it, she was nominated for an Academy Award and
very
on our very show and
very
in our magazine. And so that's pretty big. That's pretty big.
Yeah.
It's about as big as you can get in that field. And so for us to have Camille, for her to be, you know, the Hair Radio Show, as I told Camille, this is your home. We are your home. Just a couple of folks, even though we make everybody feel at home, I think, of course, we love and appreciate Camille. We appreciate it. It also reminded me the other day, I think we were talking about Eric Monte. These are folks who you grow up with seeing them. You've chatted with them. I see the folks that we've interviewed on TV all the time, and I say, wow, we've chatted with this person, or we've chatted with that, or he was on our show, or she was on our show. Or I know this, like even this morning when, you know, I let the show off with the classic song by Jeffrey Osborne and called Stay With Me Tonight. Stay With Me Tonight. I think that was it. And I said, oh, my gosh, I forgot that, you know, Raymond, my friend Raymond, the late Raymond Jones, wrote this song. Raymond, who was in the group Chic, a part of the group Chic and all of that, back in the heyday of music, back in, I knew Raymond in the, well, should I say, Michael, how many decades ago? I don't want to quite say. You'll be able to do the math.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Let me just say, yeah, but I love, Raymond was always so cool. He was so nice. He really was. Always had the flyest car, all this kind of stuff. Really nice guy. So anyway, but just back to that point is that these are great folks.
Well, it's Monday, but
who were on with us during these times, and you know what I mean? These are folks really helped to make a difference.
Stuff in the dryer.
And we were real pleased about it. So we're going to try to keep it moving out here. Now, Michael, I want to just say that the show, we are back on tomorrow, of course, on Thursday, with a very special broadcast. As well, we've been kind of trying to wrap up everything on the wonderful top talk, and really just doing a really good stuff. So let me just see how we're making it here, and you know, we're just gonna keep it moving. So Keisha, I'm gonna try to change it up a little bit here. And we'll see how we make out. And just want to say thank you. Okay, and I can kind of hear some of the, it's a little right now, guys. I'm going to go ahead and end this out and just say thank you so much for tuning in. We'll catch you guys tomorrow, 6 to 9 Eastern. Make it a great day.
No, that's fine. I wasn't trying to get you to do it.